We made this.
Pick a disc. Best of 2019. Number 3.
Better Oblivion Community Centre with Better Oblivion Community Centre. For a long while, Phoebe Bridges' Stranger in the Alps was the best album I'd ever been introduced to on this podcast. At least until I heard In Utero by Nirvana, which was getting a bit too comfortable at the top of that list. Regular listeners to the podcast may have realised that the third and fourth episode was focused on two core components of the supergroup that is Better Oblivion Community Centre. But they only announced this days after myself and Helena recorded the episode on Stranger in the Alps. Colin and I discussed this for a bit at the start of the Bright Eyes episode, and Helena and I debriefed a little on her second appearance this year. It was a surprise release in January too. From its announcement to release, I can't quite remember what the gap was, but it was very short. The album probably has a bit more of a sentimental connection to it for me because of the coincidental tie-in it had to when I ended up listening to this at the start of the podcast and, you know, the two-episode special that inevitably came from it. And you know what? It's a brilliant album at the end of the day, and it's great. The live show, the website, the album, and the Dylan Thomas video all represent what appears to be a concept of a wellness facility in some weird fictional dystopia, where you check in and you have some kind of weird looking self-help or programs you do. You do like virtual reality and blindfold stuff and being blown in the face by a fan if that video is anything to be believed.
Hi, this is Tracy B from We Dig Music Podcast. And my favourite album of 2019 is Bygones by Max Gowan. His style's somewhere between Ulrika Spacek and Chris Cohen, two artists who I adore. And the music, it's just so delicate and intricate. And it's got these interweaving acoustic melodies layered with languid loops and soft drones. And it captures this pensive mood in the most gentle vignettes. It really is such an addictively beguiling album. And I'm getting drawn in further on each listen. I think my favourite tracks on it are Overpass and Seventh Day. I don't know his earlier work, but I'm definitely going to check it out off the back of this album. Cheers!
Bridges and Bright Eyes frontman Conor Oberst work incredibly well together. There's a balance of melancholy that makes it feel as if it's not all despair. It blends alternative, country, and there's even a touch of electronic music together. And it combines it all in a quite nice little package with like 10 songs of just niceness and despair at the same time. From the build-up in the opening song, I Didn't Know What I Was In For, there's a great turn of phrase in the style of those kind of lyrical twists that blew me away during the Bridges episode. One of the best songs of the year is on this album, well, one of my favourite songs of the year on this album, and that song is Dylan Thomas. It's got a catchy chorus, and the rhyme scheme's actually pretty good in it as well, and it kind of flows quite well. It's telling that it was apparently the last song that they wrote together, as it's the strongest, and it works really well as I think their only real single from the album, or at least the only one with a video. And if you've not seen the video, I fully recommend it, because it's kind of weird in a, there's almost a Twin Peaks-esque element to it. Yeah, and there's like weird blindfolds and virtual reality headsets, which I alluded to earlier. So I definitely recommend you give it a watch. Other favourites of mine, to think off the top of my head, include Exception to the Rule and Chesapeake. I think it's the sixth track on the album. Yeah, I'm not going to attempt to try and say that again. The album also closes with a really, really good cover of Dominoes by Taylor Hollingworth as well. I went down to Bristol to go and see them live when they only played about three places in the UK in May. The closest to me that was accessible was Bristol, where, coincidentally, Colin from We Dig Music and the Bright Eyes episode was also there, alongside his We Dig Music co-host Tracy, and it was a really good gig. One of my favourite live music moments of the year occurred at that gig, and that was when Conor Oberst launched into an indie rock cover of Phoebe Bridges' Funeral. I've had a look online, and there's videos of people recording it on YouTube. There's like hundreds of them. What I really want is an actual studio recorded version of it, because that song, that version of it was just great. As soon as it kind of kicked in and I realised what was happening, I remember seeing Colin was in front of me. I think we looked at each other and went, oh yes, this is absolutely amazing. And I think afterwards I'm like, I need to listen to that again. I need a recorded version of that. So, Better Oblivion Community Centre. There is the sentimental link to it, admittedly, and that's probably why I've attached to it. So, I kind of think of them as the house band of Pick-A-Disc because of just the coincidence of how the episodes are lined up, and I really like only listen to Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst because of the podcast. Actually, I think I'll start listening to Phoebe in December because at the end of November, start of December, because that's when we recorded that episode, I believe. And I think Bright Eyes I started listening to in January, I think. Yeah. So it represents to me what I think the podcast can do, if not for other people, for at least for me as a host, in that it's helped me, it's introducing me to other artists that I wouldn't necessarily have sat down and listened to. And yeah, and I think, and it reminds me of that, considering some of the songs on this album are quite dark and despair, in an uplifting way. So, yeah. My third picked disc for 2019 is Better Oblivion Community Centre by Better Oblivion Community Centre. Thank you.